Hey folks, Brad here with the Maritime Paintball Podcast, and this week, due to a last-minute change, I was without a guest, so I did what I always do, and I improvised the show. This week, I touched on a bunch of topics, such as charity and paintball. I gave a big shout-out to Meg Hill Paintball, my favorite field. I talked about what to do for episode 300, and I even pitched the idea of an NXL World Cup party at Meg Hill Paintball. So, without further stalling, let's get into this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 286 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. So, due to a slight change, my guest, I have no guest. So, I was going to have Richard from Tonka Tactical on. Unfortunately, due to a last minute change, he's not coming on. So, so instead, we're going to improv because I didn't really have a topic lined up or anything like that. So we're going to improv this. I got some cool stuff to talk about, though. I want to talk about, first of all, we're going to talk about an upcoming charity game that I'm really excited for. Then we're going to talk about the field that's going to be hosting it. And then I want to pick your folks' brains about a really cool idea that I don't know if I can implement it. Yes, Marky, I mailed your stuff out. I promise it went out. I carried it around in my pocket until I mailed it out. So it went out. Everything's done. So yeah, before we get into this, I want to, we got to pay the bills, right? So first let's talk about PB Swag Bag. Let's talk about, the fine folks at PBSwagBag.com who send you some cool paintball gear once a month in a bright blue bag. And yeah, you never quite know what you're going to get. Most of the time, it's pretty useful. So it's pretty cool. So you can head on over to pbswagbag.com, use the code MPP10, score yourself 10% off the first bag. And then you can decide if you like it or not. If you don't, you cancel. No big deal, right? Super easy. Artful Dodger Beard Oil. This guy is fantastic. He's a Maritimer like myself. He's actually like in the same city as me. And he makes some amazing beard and tattoo products. So he makes some stuff that's great for like the actual beard hair, for the skin under the beard. He also does some really great tattoo bombs. So whether you have a big beard like mine or an itty bitty little beard, no, or what we call in the industry, a business beard, you can use his products, right? It'll definitely help. So head on over to ArtfulDodgerBeardOil.com and check him out. He's got some cool stuff. He's got bombs, he's got soaps, he's got oils, all that jazz. Super fun stuff. And I would really appreciate you, showing him some love because he's helped me out quite a bit. DefConPaintballGear.com. Fantastic guys over there at DefCon. Super helpful. If you need anything paintball wise, they probably have it. And if they don't have it, well, then you're probably not going to find it. That's a lie. If they don't have it, they can probably help you find it. So head on over to DefConPaintballGear.com. You can use the code Maritimes, MARITIMES. Score yourself 10% off. Quite a bit of items on the website. Not everything, but quite a bit of them, including the DefCon Supply Drop, which is a similar to PB Swag Bag, but is a little bit more rounded out when it comes to between MagFed and Speedball. You get a mix of both. So it's pretty cool. It kind of helps both sides. So check them out. And again, score yourself 10% off that with the code Maritimes. And if you don't like it, you just cancel. There's no real commitment. So no big deal. And, Tier 1 Armament, they're your tactical guys, right? So if you need something airsoft, soft goods, sometimes coffee, MCS, so anything modern combat sports, they're your guys. Umarex as well. Tier 1 Armament can definitely help you out there. And, they've been a long time sponsor of the show. So big shout out to those guys. Last but not least is our Patreon supporters, Matt S, Matt O, Tim, Scotian, Dr. Ro, Scotian PB, Dr. Rush, Jeffrey, Ryan, Alex, Tony, fantastic individuals. They are the true MVPs, the guys they're throwing a little bit of cash towards the podcast, which is immediately spent on services required to run the podcast. So hosting the podcast, nothing hardware wise, it's all software. So just so you guys are aware that it does cost money to host the podcast. It costs money to put the music into it, audio editing, all that jazz. So there is stuff like that that goes into it. So these guys are really, really awesome. If you are in a position to become a Patreon supporter, you can just head on over to patreon.com/maritimepaintballpodcast and you can donate as little as a dollar. Now that we've got that out of the way, my God, the comments are flying in. Brandon C., let's talk about how amazing Cape Breton County Paintball is going to be this year. I'm pumped for it. I hope the borders open up so I can go to Cape Breton County Paintball because I really want to. Ryan Bell, he says, hey, Brad, paintball is 40. Paintball's 40. My God, paintball's 40 years old. Yeah. Wow. Paintball's 40 years old. That's wild. You know what? We can talk about how it started. I had Bud Orr on the show. He talked about some of the great times that he's done. I'm working on getting some of the like OG players, like the OG players on the show. So hopefully that works out. I really, really hope it works out. But yeah, it's going to be great. AJ, your beard, he says, my beard still rivals over my beard. It's all about just genetics half the time, honestly, man. Like, whether you can grow, you know, but your beard looks great. I'm looking at your beard. It looks pretty legit, man. There's nothing wrong with that beard at all. There's nothing wrong with that beard. Mine's red. Yours is brown. I think yours is brown. My monitor might be off. My God. Oh, my God. The comments. Kurt, you're going to the Open Speedball Day at Capital City Paintball May 30th. Let me double check my calendar here right now while I'm on the air. Maybe. I could probably fit that in. I could probably make that work. Yeah. Maybe. Get my ass handed to me by a bunch of speedballers that have far more experience than I do. But now that I got the new board put into the mini, I can actually play competitive speedball and not break rules. So, fun fact. My mini, which isn't on the wall right now, is because it's packed away and needs to be cleaned. The board inside of it decided that it just didn't want to follow rules anymore. So when I go into the settings and I would set it to say like 8.5 balls per second or whatever, right? Like it's a rental day. I don't want to shoot a ton of paint. So I want to limit myself, that kind of thing. It would be like, cool, we're officially setting our, like the board would be like, we're setting to 8.5 balls per second. That's great. Semi-auto. No problem. Except when I measured it, it would do like 19.5 or 20. Like it was as fast as I could pull my fingers. And I was like, this is not good. So yeah, good times. Couldn't figure out what the problem was. Bought a new board, swapped the board. Works great now. Now I just have to learn how to use this new board. So, you know, what can you do? But yeah, I'll try and make it to the Open Speedball Day. That might be pretty cool. I've been traveling to Mag Hill a lot, so we're going to talk about here in a minute. Zach Joseph's comment there, paintball was originally started as a Rochambeau type of pastime, a game in which tennis balls soaked in Tremclad were hurled as hard as possible at your opponent. Extra points for a groin hit, hence the original name, Painted Balls. While none of that is true, I will give you huge props for making such a detailed backstory that doesn't exist. That is great. Okay, before we get into any more stories and stuff, before we start digging into this real deep, folks, can I ask that anybody watching, if you haven't already, please share this out. Share it into groups. Share it into pages, wherever you are. Please, let's get it out there. I want more people in the conversation. I want more people commenting. Because the comments are really, really what really drives this show sometimes, because you guys have some really weird and wonderful questions, and I love it because it makes me think far outside of the box that I currently keep putting myself in. So, Marky Mayer, red hair, sack of potatoes, and Guinness. What do these have in common? Irish, I think. I'm not sure. Kurt, I appreciate it. Like, you even put it in the comment there that he shared it. So, so let's talk about the IW. So there's a game coming up. There's a charity game coming up this weekend, this Sunday, I believe, Saturday. I really should double check and make sure that I go on the appropriate day. But it is a paintball for kids. Now, paintball for kids is traditionally hosted at SNL Paintball in Nova Scotia. But unfortunately, due to COVID restrictions, they're unable to actually open properly. So they're not going to be able to host the event. So Meg Hill Paintball, Josh Gastelum at Meg Hill Paintball basically took up the mantle and was just like, we'll host it here. Let's do it. We're going to make this happen. So we're doing a paintball for kids game at Meg Hill Paintball, which is really great. A ton of the money will go towards charity, and that charity is the IWK Foundation, which, for those of you who don't know, if you're not in the Maritimes, you might not know what the IWK is, but the IWK, which I don't remember what it pronounces, stands for, is a children's hospital. It's a pediatric hospital. It's a specialist hospital. It is insanely specialized. So we're talking like everything in this building is specialized for kids. So like 19 and under, I think, is like their kind of their limit that they try to stick to. But this is the kind of hospital where, like, if you're a couple of years old, say 3 or 4 years old, and you get into a car accident, and something, you're in rough shape, they airlift you to the IWK, where you have surgeons who specialize in working on kids. You have doctors who just specialize in kids. And the machines these people use are so expensive. They're insane. There was one machine, it was like a special imaging machine that was smaller so that it would work better for children. But it was like $65,000 or something outrageous like that. So the IWK does need a lot of help. They get a lot of funding, and they need more. It's unfortunately the way the world works, and they could always use more. So if we can help, we will. And the Paintball for Kids event every year has been a huge hit. People have loved it. I loved going. I would actually go. There was one year I went. I actually drove down the day before, rented a room at the University of Dalhousie, I think. It's like a farm, like an agricultural university, like a farming university. I rented a dorm room there, and then drove the rest of the way the next morning. And Marky, what do you mean by donate equipment? You want to donate equipment to the hospital? You want to donate equipment to the event? You got to make that one a little more clear, bud. Paintballers love to give shit away, love to give gear away. So I don't know if you mean you want to donate equipment. So the event's always been a huge, huge thing. People would gather from all over the Maritimes to go to this event, to go to Vic's Field at SNL. Like, we'd have guys from PEI, we'd have people from Nova Scotia, New Brunswick. We'd sometimes get a couple of people from like Quebec occasionally. And on the rare occasion, we get somebody from Newfoundland, but that's really hard. Newfoundland is very expensive to fly in and out of, and it takes like 2 days to drive out of it. So I totally understand when they don't make it. Marky, yeah, I mean, you probably could. It's this Sunday, though, is the kicker, right? So it's this Sunday. So I don't know what you mean. What do you want to do, man? Like, if you want to donate equipment to Paintball for Kids, what do you want to do? Let me know, and I can put you in touch. Excuse me, I just burped into the microphone. I can put you in touch with some people. Oh my God. Ugh. So here's the kicker with Paintball for Kids. And I understand the confusion, Marky. More often than not, there's not many kids at this event. Now that might be different at Mag Hill. That might be totally different. If you want to dress a kid and like get them fully equipped, the only thing I'd be worried about, and this is something that I'm always kind of hesitant on, because Marky, PM me, private message me, and I'll put you in touch with Josh, and you guys can figure this out when you want. Because in the comments here, Marky is saying pick a kid, I'll overnight a full bed of gear. Which is wild. Like, you want to deck out an entire kid. Here's where I'm a little hesitant on that, and I feel like there's better ways we can help support kids in the sport of paintball, as well as, still have some fun. Is I'm always worried about if you give a kid a bunch of gear, are they actually gonna play paintball? Like, are their parents gonna drive them to paintball on a regular basis and pay for the paintballs and pay for the entry fee? And is the kid gonna stick with it, or is the kid just gonna throw the gear into the closet with the bass guitar and the bow and arrow set that they promised, they swore up and down that they would practice every day? you know, or like, is it just going to end at the bottom of a closet? Kids are very particular. They move through hobbies very fluidly. And it's not a bad thing. It's kids exploring, right? They get super hooked on something and then they dump it just as fast. Then they move on to the next cool thing and then they dump that and they move on. So I'm always hesitant to give a kid a ton of gear. Having shitloads of cool loaner gear, like rental stuff that kids can have, like maybe higher end masks or something. Like if a kid's really trying and you can tell that the cheap rental mask is holding them back, maybe you just like be like, here, check out this. This is my spare set of, of I4s or something that you can run with and just bring them back at the end of the day and have fun. Ryan Bell, just like diarrhea flows right through. Yeah. That's, I'm saying like, I don't want, like, I like the idea of helping kids and helping the new kids in the sport. It's just, I feel like, are we just giving away gear to the, just end up in a landfill? Or are we giving away gear that just ends up on Kijiji for a 10th of what it's worth? Because the kid played with it once and then never touched it again. There's a big, big gamble on that. So, so I'm always a little bit hesitant on that kind of thing. So if you guys have better idea, like if you guys have ideas on how you can help kids out with in paintball, you know, I really think it would be cool if a field had a set of rental gear set aside, maybe that maybe they go a couple of games and they notice, hey, this one kid's really, really taken to it. Like they're not just excited about shooting the guns in the chrono station. They're actually like talking on that right now, but like they want to play, they want to play, they want to play. Maybe you lend them some really kick-ass gear for the day. Let them try out what it's like playing with let's really admit it here, a real paintball mask, not a rental mask. Let them try playing with something that isn't a 98 custom or a piranha, and a big heavy steel tank. Let's let them try something higher end and see if they really, really take to it. Ryan Bell, I like that. Pay their field fees for the day. That's great. Zach, what if the market was like $30? I mean, that's fine. It's just, I think, oh wow, the comments are flying in here. Brandon, I think it would be smarter to let the kids have a locker and keep a rental to use. Mike says, make a pile of gear the prize. Line up a bunch of kids. They have to run the gauntlet against a speedball team. If they have that kind of dedication, they get the gear. I mean, I like the idea of trying to help them out, but maybe we don't torture the little bastards while we're playing. Running the gauntlet seems unfair. I've coined the term, I don't know if I'm coining it, but I said it the other day, was the renter run. When you see a rental player run and the entire distance they're running is just pure hesitation while they're trying to run at the same time. And there's a very distinct run to it. They don't quite know how to move. They don't quite know how to hold the balance with the paintball gear. They also don't know how to run with a mask on. So they run kind of funny, and I called it the rental run, and a bunch of us had a good giggle about it. And, so I'd hate to see a kid try to do a rental run while a speedball team is just like putting balls on target constantly. So Dr. Rush in the chat, that's why he loves MagFed. Gear doesn't make that big a difference. You know, it's true. When it comes to the MagFed world, honestly, most MagFed markers are pretty much on par with each other. You can swap out a better barrel or, you know, whatnot. But most of the time, yeah, your M17 versus your T15 versus your TGR versus your TMC shoot round ball out of all of them. And odds are with the stock barrels, they're all about the same. Brandon, teaching them skills is worth more than handing them over a complete setup. See, that's what I like. I agree with that. So maybe if you have a ton of gear, maybe just keep it as loaner gear, or rental gear, that you loan out to the kid for the day. Or if you really just don't need the gear and you just want to get rid of it, sell the gear and maybe use that money, go to a field and be like, look, I want to pay it forward for X number of kids, you know, and the field makes money. The kids get to play for free. Maybe they get to play a little bit harder because mom and dad thought they were going to be dropping $50 on Timmy. But now, no, somebody is going to be, helping out with that. Maybe they're gonna now they're like, oh, well, I'll spend, if somebody's already paid it forward, well, now little Timmy can have a bit more paint because I've already budgeted for $50 or something. Something like that. I think a monetary donation to the field, and maybe get your field to do like a running tab. Maybe they have, if your field is up to date enough, like if they have a square, if they have a register system, yeah, pay for someone else. It's Corey, Andrew, David, Davenport. Jesus, man, your name is long. Do it like they do in the Tim's drive-thru. Pay for someone else's day. Absolutely. See if your field can do like a gift card system, or maybe they can have like a tat, like an account, or like a piece of paper or something where it's just like, say like I'm gonna buy a bag of paint and pay my entry, right? Boom, that's my day of paintball. But then I go, here's $100 because I sold whatever piece of gear I have. Here's $100. I want this $100 to be used for the next young fella or young girl to come by and say that they're playing, and be like, bam, here's 100, and they go, okay, cool, I've got $100. So when the kid comes up with their mom or dad and says like, okay, this is for little Timmy or for little Tina, the field owner can be like, don't worry about it. One of our members has already paid for your child. It's been paid forward. And away they go. Brandon C says that their field, they have a membership program. $75 for the year gets you free rentals and air. Boom. $75. Hell yeah, I'll drop $75, of my own money to help a kid out. If that means that mom and dad will have a little bit more incentive to bring them to the paintball field because they know that they're going to have rental gear and they're going to have air. They just got to buy the paintballs. Psh, we're laughing. $75 a year? Come on. That's a joke. It's a joke, really. That's like $7 a month. Come on. I spend more on like coffee in a week. So that's my opinion on that. That's my opinion on that. I'm not a big fan of donating gear to kids, in the worry that the gear is just not going to get used, whereas it could have been more effectively used. And the field makes money, which is important. Your field doesn't make money, your field doesn't stay around. So you got to make sure the fields are making money. So now, that's the paintball for kids event, which I'm expecting to go off very, very well. And it's going to be at Maghill Paintball, which I want to talk about Maghill because they've treated me really, really well over the years. Now, this is a field I have seen grow from basically the ground up. I was there. I don't know if they remember this or not, but I was there when the field wasn't even there yet, and they were just hauling trees, like strapping trees to chains on the back of a four-wheeler and dragging them out. Like, I remember seeing that. And it's a great field. It's such a great field. They've just treated me so well. If you're ever like, when the borders open back up, if you're ever in New Brunswick and you want to play paintball, you don't even need to bring your own gear. They've got rental gear. And the best part is they're in the process of upgrading their entire rental fleet to Emax. The rental fleet, like you show up and you're like, yo, I need to rent some gear. Derek, were you there? Because okay, Derek, I don't know if you remember the day that I was there. I showed up with Scott Cameron. I was at that field. I was at the field long before it started, like in the early days. So I don't know if that's, if you remember or not. But anyways, yeah, they're gonna upgrade the entire fleet. They have updated their entire like layout. They've got tons of picnic tables. They've got Marky, we see your comment, but it's in Canada. Bill C-21 is a thing. Honestly, I'm not totally worried about it. One, because I have speedball gear and pump gear, but also because realistically, it's a body kit and I'm no longer identical. An orange tip and my marker is no longer identical, exactly identical to a replica. I'll put fucking unicorn shit on my marker if it means I get to use my T15. I'm not really, really worried about it. Yeah, I rem Derek, I remember the wooded field, with the mirrored wooded field. I remember that. I think I got to play it. I don't remember. But I've watched Meghill grow and transform. And it's always a great crowd there. There's always a good crowd, always a welcoming crowd, at this field. So just a big shout out to Meghill Paintball for taking up the mantle and doing the Paintball for Kids event. It's a big deal to get that going, and they're doing some really creative things. Friday night fights, Friday nights. I forget how they worded it. Anyways, it's a game. So it's a game in their field, which they have like a tiny town built. Sorry, I'm losing my train of thought here. They have like a tiny town built, and they've strung lights through the entire town, so you get to play at night, and it's kind of dark, but not overly dark. Like you really, as long as you're watching where you're going, you're not going to trip and fall. But it is dark enough in some spots that if you're standing perfectly still in the shadows, you like people, that like you could literally walk past somebody and you wouldn't even notice, which is just super fun. So they're doing a lot of cool stuff. They allow me to host my Canadian MAGFest competition. They have one day a year that they let me do this, which is a huge, huge deal because he's literally shutting his field down, letting me take over with all the MAGFest players that want to come. What's up, Scotian? And they let me do the MAGFest event, which is huge. And the only thing they really requested was that every player that comes buys a bag of paint. That's it. And it realistically, is that too much to ask? I don't think so. One person put it as calling it paying tribute to the field because some of these guys were running exclusively first strike rounds, but they understood that a player showing up and using the air and playing on the field and taking up the field's time and not paying an entry fee and only you shooting first strikes meant that you gotta do something. So they were like, I have no problem paying for a bag of paint. It's paying tribute to the field. And I was like, this is a really great way to put it. So, yeah, Josh has been great to me. He's treated me really well, and I absolutely love it. Corey, I am doing that one. I'm doing the CMC for sure. I'm going to try and host a MAGFed only game, not necessarily a tournament, but I'm going to try and put together a MAGFed only game. In the coming future, we're going to try and get something going at Maghill. Yeah, it's going to be great. Ted, what's up, man? Yeah, it was good seeing you too. So I appreciate you chopping in. So dude, I've got three MagFed markers. Do I have three? I have three MagFed markers. You ever want to borrow one? Oops, sorry. Hit my microphone. If you ever want to borrow one, I'll lend it to you. I got no problems, man. Like I will toss my MagFed gear into your hands and you go have fun. It's not a totally different game, but it's a little bit different. But yeah, Ted, we'll get you on the field with some MAGFed gear. No problem. No problem. You just let me know. So, where was I going from there? I forget now. Hold on, let me check my notes. Saw crowd. Teams are always. Oh yeah, the other thing with Maghill is that they keep the teams even, which was really cool. I was there at a walk-on day. And the first two games, like the red team kind of rolled blue team, so we switched up the teams, and then the blue team rolled the red team really badly, so we switched up the teams again, and then finally in the last two games it was like a really good even match, so it was just nice to see that instead of some fields where they just go, well, those are the teams, that's tough luck, be better player, Meg Hill's like, you know what? Just shuffle the teams again. Shuffle them. Because you got people come and go, like that kind of thing. Halfway through the day, we had a couple of speedballers leave for the day, and we had a couple of renters show up, and it was kind of like speedballers all left red team, and then the rentals all joined red team, but blue team was kind of stacked on like some really skilled players. So it's like mixing and matching and moving around. It was really great. It was a good way to do it. And I really liked it because it was like, got to keep morale up. Right? You got to keep the morale up. Last thing you want is a team feeling absolutely and utterly defeated. Otherwise, they're not going to want to go back out on the field. So, yeah. Now, so that's enough about Meg Hill. I got this great idea. I got this idea that I want to put past you folks, and I want to know your opinions. And put them in the comments, please. I need to know the opinions on this. Okay. You know how, like, bars will host fight nights? Like UFC fight nights or like a boxing night. And you go and you pay whatever cover. For example, Dooley's. Dooley's regularly will host, or used to anyways before COVID, they would host UFC fight nights. They would have a $10 cover. And it would be considered like a private event, but not really. It was Dooley's putting it on. But it was $10 cover to get in the door. And then when you were there, they had drink specials. You know, they would have like dollar off beers or some nonsense like that. Which, when you're in the industry and you know how much beer actually costs, and you're just like, this highway robbery. Especially Coors Light and Budweiser. My God, people are being robbed blind. So they'll do like drink specials, which is great. So you go, you get to see the fight. Because some of these pay-per-view fights are like 50, 60 bucks a fight, or like 99. I think there was one we bought, me and the boys bought. It was like $90 for the fight. It was outrageous. And the fight was over, you know, in like the first round. So it was just like, cool, we paid like 90 bucks for absolutely nothing. So I was thinking, it got me thinking, because now transitioning away from bars, my local barbershop, the Royal Barbershop, great guy. Rob's a great guy, and he's a promoter. He knows how to do this. He hosts events that are their private events. We did one for the Kentucky Derby, which was a blast. He brought in a mixologist from within the city, a guy by the name of Kanye. Amazing mixologist. He was banging out Moscow Mules, or not Moscow Mules, Mint Juleps, which is the traditional drink for the Kentucky Derby. And we watched the Kentucky Derby, and a bunch, you know, there was like 20 of us got together. I think that was as big of a crowd as we could have at the time, because of COVID. And we watched the Kentucky Derby. A couple of the guys were betting on the horses. I think one guy was up like $5,000 and then lost it all. It was hilarious. And it was a good time. We're having drinks. We're drinking mint juleps. We're drinking beer. I think me and the wife wandered off to get pizza, and then we came back and we had another mint julep. Like, it was just a great time. It cost a couple of dollars. Oh, and there was a tasting. We did bourbon tasting. So he bought like five or six different bottles, and we all got to taste them. And it was just really good. It was a good, fun time. It was a great way to spend like 2 or 3 hours. And it got me thinking, like, what if you get a spot, like if a field did this? I think this would be great at a paintball field. You wouldn't really be allowed to have booze. I think, if maybe like somewhere like the Royal Barbershop could do this, maybe like a field could do it, but it would have to be a dry event, or you'd only be able to have like pop or something. You know what I mean? But like, what if somebody bought like the Go Sports, you know, kind of thing, and put the NXL up? You know, what about, I wouldn't do every game, but if you did like the World Cup, you know, if you did like the last day of the World Cup, like we're talking like bronze, silver, gold. Like those fights, those matches, right? We're talking like top division. We're talking the pro teams duking it out. It's a couple hours, really. Like, and I'm thinking, like, would you pay like a $10 cover or a $15 cover if you got to go somewhere and watch the game with other people? That's the thing, is like you're around other paintballers, other people who want to watch the matches, and you can have a couple drinks, you can relax. Maybe it's on a bigger TV than what you got at home. You get some social interaction, that kind of thing. And I'm just wondering, like, how plausible is it for this to happen? Because I was kind of thinking at my house, I just want to, maybe I would have some people come to the house and we do barbecue, and I put it on the TV, have some drinks and stuff like that. And then I got thinking, like, I really don't want a bunch of people in my house making it, you know, dirty. But yeah, a white screen and a projector hooked up to a decent internet connection so that you get some good quality video feed from Go Sports, and throw that up on at the field. Like, what if, like, Ted, what if Meg Hill, what if Josh had that going? Oh, you know what you could do? You can make a paintball game out of it, right? So you could put it up on the screen, put it up on a TV outside. Actually, put the TV Now, this is the sad part. Anybody who's played the Meikyo will know what I'm talking about. Everyone else won't. But where the air fill station is shaded. So if it's warm out, sunny out, the TV's not going to get fried by the sun. But you could put that there, mount it there, have NXL going, have speakers going, like have a loudspeaker going with the TV so that way you can get some good commentary, right? And yeah, you could play it. It would make a day of paintball out of it, right? Like, yeah, the matches are going, but in between the matches, you know, you can run some games. Or maybe it's a team you don't care about, so you just go run some games. You know, like if Edmonton Impact's playing, I'm going to be watching the game. I'm not going to be playing. But maybe AC Dallas is on the field versus, I don't know, who did AC play last? Infamous? No, Infamous beat it or got lost Edmonton. It doesn't matter. Anyways, if there's a team I'm not interested in playing, then maybe I'll go play some paintball. But I'm playing paintball. I'm watching paintball. I'm surrounded by paintball players. Yeah, Ted, watch NXL while playing on an NXL layout. Now we're talking. I'm going to talk to Josh. I think we're going to make this happen. When is the World Cup? I forget. Ryan Bell, they could play paintball podcasts all day. They could, except nobody would want to hang out at a field listening to my voice all damn day. That's right. Impact smoked everyone. Infamous came in second. Right. Okay. Thanks, Marky. So I think it'd be really cool thing to try and implement. See, now November 11th might be too cold to really play paintball here. Let's take a look at the average temperature. I think I can get the average temperature. Can I get the average temperature? Let's see. Average temperature of Moncton, November 11th. yeah, I like that, Ted. And yeah, right. You're right, Kurt. It could be another event. So it'd be around 10 degrees. Traditionally, it'd be around 10 degrees Celsius is what it would be at November 11th, give or take. But you're right. It could be any other event. It could be one of the events happening in September. You know, you've got what? There's the Florida event. There's Iron City. Right? What about Iron City? I forget when that is. I'm terrible with the dates and stuff. I love the sport, but my God, I can't keep everything straight. I'm wondering like if it could be done, if we could get a field to do it. I think it'd be a great idea. I think it'd be amazing. I think it'd be, and you'd make it an event too, right? Like maybe entries a little bit higher. And I mean, realistic Go Sports doesn't cost that much. Ted Landry's telling me he had a paintball practice middle of winter with strict union during mission days. Yeah, you practice when you got to practice, right? So we play at any time. Once you're moving around, you're going to be fine. Even if it is like a November 11th, a couple of fires, like get the fire bin going, people are nice and warm, people are moving around anyways, they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. And if anybody runs into some serious issues, right, we bust out the Emex, they're mechanical. There's really no way they're going to fail in the winter. We just run with them. Great days ahead. So, yeah. So I'm hearing a lot of positivity in the comments here. So I'm seeing a lot of people are like, yeah, I'd pay like 10 bucks for that. It's $20 per month for Go Sports. When did that go up in price? So, okay. So you charge whatever you got to charge. And yeah, and then you make a bit of an event out of it, right? Maybe we get a food truck to come up, especially in Moncton. Mama K's, right? I'm saying we get Mama K's to come up in Moncton. And come out to the field. She pops in, right? We get the Parmageddon. The Parmageddon. Is that what it's called? The Parmageddon sandwich. Hopefully somebody knows what the hell I'm talking about. So that way we can support Mama K. We play some paintball. We watch some paintball, right? And then, and it's being, because it's Mama K too, right? Like we're not have to worry about just like, we get some sweets. You know, Mama K take care of us with sweets, especially we paying. We're not going to make Mama K do any of this for free. We're going to pay Mama K. So, I mean, November 11th definitely is an important date. So, Josh, what's up? How long you been there? Have you heard about anything we've said? Because he's here. He's here in the chat. Josh, the owner of Meg Hill Paintball, is in the chat. We need to find out if he's down with this idea of hosting an event and putting a TV outside or a projector. Oh, we could rent a good projector. Brandon, we'll see you later, man. Parma Meg Fededon. I love it. We'll make that work somehow, Josh. But so, Josh, what I was talking about is, what about like November 8th to 11th? It's World Cup. We pick a day, okay? We put a TV or we rent a projector or something, right? And we put the NXL World Cup from Go Sports, live from Go Sports, on the field. Not on the field, but like playing in the staging area. We play paintball. We watch paintball. We get to celebrate everything. Right? Like, how cool would it be? That would be like playing football and watching the Super Bowl. Except entertaining, because I hate watching football. It's just not my sport. But you know what I mean? You charge a little bit extra to cover for the cost of whatever gear you might have to rent to be able to make Go Sports show better on, you know, a screen or whatever. I don't know how any of this works. I'd have to look into it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe a projector, put a TV or something. I don't know. I don't know how we're going to make it happen. But yeah, I want to be able to watch. I want to be able to watch World Cup. I want to be able to watch the World Cup wearing a paintball jersey, surrounded with people who know what I'm watching. Okay, because I've watched World Cup before plenty of times. Watch it with my wife, and she's trying to understand. She watches it, she gets excited, but you know, she doesn't understand speedball as well as I do. She's getting there. I mean, by next year she'll totally understand everything now. But like, how great would it be to be like hanging out with the Spartans and Hustle and Fredericton Aggression? I don't even know if they're still around, but we make it happen, right? And we'll make a rule that no one's allowed to play when Impact is on the field. You got to support Impact. I don't care what team you're rooting for. You got to support Impact. And and I think it'd be a great idea. And I want to make it happen. I want to find a way to make that happen. And then you have a loudspeaker going with commentary. So maybe you don't want to be watching, but you're teching your gear. Or maybe you're having a bite to eat or something. But you still got the commentary coming from the boys at Go Sports. You know? Like, it'd be great. I'm super excited about this. And it's like 8 months away. And I, you know what I mean? But it's... no, I'm in New Brunswick, not Nova Scotia, bud. Don't fly to Nova. I mean, go to Nova Scotia. It's a great spot. It's a great province. Nova Scotia's got great lobster. In New Brunswick, we've got maple syrup. That's actually one of our exports, believe it or not. We have great maple syrup. Oh my God. So good. So yeah, it was just something I had rattling around in my head, and I was like, man, we got to make this happen. I got to make this happen. You know, I don't know how much it costs to rent a projector that can be seen during the day. Or maybe we just get a TV. I don't know. And then we got to make sure the internet is strong enough so that Go Sports is actually playing properly. Poke up a loudspeaker. We get Mama K to come up because I want to support Mama K. We get her to roll up with that sweet ass, like a food truck trailer she's got going on. Right? And we make it a fight night or fight day. So, I think it's a killer idea. I think it's a killer idea. I want to make it happen. I want to make it happen, right? And by then, here's the best part. By then, the borders will probably open, right? So, the boys from Nova Scotia can come up. Or PEI. Marky, I think we can work around that. But I think, yeah, I know what you're saying. I see what you're saying about the licensing, about, you know, like showing Go Sports. But I feel like if the field simply, if the Go Sports wasn't the main attraction, if it was just an event and Go Sports was on in the background, I think we can get around it. I don't know. We'll figure something out. But yeah, and the boys from Nova Scotia and PEI could come up and you know, I think it'd be so badass to get everyone together for a full day, 2 day event, whatever. We'll figure something out, make it a 2 day event. And it's just a great, great 48 hours of paintball and hanging out and people. So pirates justification. Arr. Yeah. That's my idea. That's one of my ideas that I'm super excited to try and make happen. So yeah. I don't know where to go from there. Corey, I don't know if you could camp or not. That'd be up to Josh. Josh is in the comments. Josh, I'll just give Tom Cole a call, right? If we get Tom Cole's okay with it, if Tom is good with it, then everything's fine, right? Tom's like the guy, like, yeah, free glamping. Absolutely. Just pitch a tent in the speedball field the way you go. Or if you really want to get real bougie, you could probably camp inside one of the bunkers in one of the buildings. It might be a little cold. It'd be good for it. See, Tom Castle's okay with it. So we got Thomas Castle down with it. We just got to make sure that we get the other Tom down for it. You know, so I think it'd be a great time. And now what I want to do now too, while I've got your attention, all dozen of you, is episode 300 is like 14 episodes away. And I don't know what to do about it. I don't know how to celebrate episode 300. It's going to be in August. So it's going to be nice and warm, almost too warm to be honest, but it's going to be nice. The weather will be nice. But I don't know how to celebrate episode 300. So I'm asking you for help. How would you guys like to celebrate episode 300 with me? And I don't want to do, I mean, I can, but I don't want to do the typical, like, it's episode 300, I'm doing a giveaway. Woo! You know, everybody does giveaways now. You know, Tom, no, I'm not doing full frontal. Well, maybe give me 14 weeks. If I can lose, is it safe to lose 30 pounds in 14 weeks? If I can do that. You know, so I don't know. I don't know how to celebrate episode 300. I mean, I could do a clip show. Clip show, would that be a thing? Go back through and grab the clips from all my episodes and do something like that. I mean, it's doable. It's a lot of work. It's doable, but it would be entertaining is the question. Would that be entertaining? I don't know. You know, I would bring on a special guest. Mark, you can hire a stripper if you want. Go nuts, man. You're paying for it. You do it. Bring on a special guest, but then it's more about the guest than about, you know, my show hitting 300 episodes. So it's like, what do I do? I don't know what to do. So you can see I'm a bit of an impasse. So I don't know how to celebrate. A cake. Take you through. Okay, so Ted Landry wants fireworks in the background while episode 300 is going with smoke grenades and paintball game in the background. Okay, so go live from a paintball game with fireworks. Very doable. Corey Andrew, take us through a day as Brad, a 24-hour stream. I'm thinking 24-hour stream. That would be cool. That would be interesting. I don't know how I do it for battery, but I definitely got to get the gang back together. I got to get Nightmare and Tuna back on. I'm not doing 74 hours. Live stream during the game. I think I can make that happen. I think I can make a live stream. I can definitely do a game, like a show from the field. That's easy. That's easy mode, folks. It's easy mode. While playing, could probably still be done. Yeah, could probably still be done. Josh gets supporters to send gifts to open. I mean, it'd be cute. It'd be kind of neat to have like a bunch of little like knickknacks show up. Maybe put like a arbitrary number on it, like like $3, $3.00, right? Episode 300. So $3 max. You can't spend, if you want to send me a gift for episode 300, it cannot be any more than $3. Nothing more than $3. I think maybe that's what that'd be kind of cute. It'd be fun. Get a bunch of just like hilarious $3 gifts. I think that'd be a blast. And open them on the air. That'd be fun. That'd be fun. If anybody wants to send me a gift, that's what I'm going to do, though. If anybody does feel like they want to send me a gift for episode 300, it feels very odd to say. If you feel like sending me a gift, if you feel like giving me stuff, Ted, I'm not doing one shot for each episode. I'm not doing one shot for each episode. That is bullshit. I am not taking a full hopper and a half. Absolutely not. Okay, Corey Andrew, 24-hour stream on a Friday where you do your day as Brad, and then you come to Meg Hill for a night game, you live stream. Mark, he says shipping is more than $3. That's not practical. I know it's not. So I don't want to do $30. I'm trying to work around that 300, that 300. I don't want to do $30 max. That just sounds outrageous. Nobody should be spending $30 on me. Josh, I didn't know about the new bunkers you were getting. Oh, you mean the cars? The cars in the van? If you're talking about the cars in the van, I'm pumped to see those on Sunday. Very excited. Hopefully they're there when I get there. Yeah. So I don't know. Episode 300, a live stream. A whole day with me. A whole day with me. 3 to 30. I mean, okay, I'd open it up to that. I don't expect gifts, though. I don't expect gifts. I don't want to expect gifts. It feels very, I don't know. I don't like the idea of expecting it. I don't even like getting gifts. Like, okay, so like Dr. Rush sent me a box of chocolates, which was absolutely amazing, and I cherished them. It took me like a month to eat all of it, or longer. Make a poster of you like the cover of movie 300, but paintball style. Marky, you'll have my address soon enough, but when the patch arrives, you'll have my address. I think I might do that poster idea, though, for episode 300, and it's just me done up in like... I think it'd be hilarious. No dollar denomination. I'm sending animal bones. Okay. Send animal bones. I'll tell the future with them. You know how that works, right? So, okay. I'm going to have them all over episode 300. I love the ideas so far. I'm kind of digging the 24-hour stream thing. However, my job requires me, to go in and out of, bars and restaurants and like behind the scenes of bars and restaurants. Like I go through side doors of restaurants and stuff. So I can't really live stream my job. So that's kind of not practical unless I take the day off. I could just take the day off. So Marky, what do we need a subscription to Pornhub for, bud? Just pirate, man. Just Pirate Bay that, or not even bother, you know? Okay, I think that's it for the day. I think that's it for night. Old fashioned. Oh, you know what? I would take an old fashioned magazine, though. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, so Marky's joking about getting me a subscription to Pornhub. Josh is telling me old fashioned magazines. If somebody were to gift me like a Playboy from like the 80s, that would be hilarious. That'd be amazing. Corey, I think I will take the day off actually for episode 300. I think I will take the day off. Cause I mean, it's going to be like, I'll just make it like instead of Tuesday, I'll do Friday and I could do a nice long weekend for myself. Work hard. I got to 300 episodes. I worked hard. Damn it. Damn hard. Had a lot of ups, a lot of downs, a lot more downs than ups. you know, fell in love, had my heart broken. All within the sport of paintball. And so, Marky, if it's homemade, as long as it's not you, bud. what's the date? Oh, no, I don't know. Let me see. What are we now? Episode 286. So 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Let me see here. Oh my God, I can't count. 287, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. It would be, you know what? We'd move it. It would be August 24th, but I think I'd move it to Friday, make it Friday the 27th. Episode 300 would be August 27th. My birthday is August 31st. So maybe I take a vacation and I do a nice long 5-day weekend for myself. And my wife, unfortunately, won't be around to celebrate with me because she'll still be on training for the military. So it's going to be 5 days of treating myself. So maybe that's what I need to do. And I'll take you guys along with me. And maybe I'll make it a nice long weekend of paintball and beer and good food and good people. I think this is what episode 300 might be. Marky's going to do paintball boudoir just wearing his paintball mask. It'll be tasteful. August 27th. We're going to make August 27th episode 300. We'll make it a good one. I don't know how, but we'll find a way. So, folks, I'm going to call it there, though. I'm done for the night. Keep the suggestions coming. I would love, to hear all your great, fantastic, outrageous ideas. And again, even before we hit episode 300, thank you so much for all the support. Thank you for everyone who comments and likes and shares and interacts with me. We're not there yet, Marky. Like 14 weeks away. I could still cancel this whole thing. I could shut this whole podcast down between now and then. Who knows? Josh, I think we'll bring the show to the field for episode 300. I think live from Maghill Paintball would be awesome. Pack up my gear, take it with me. It's not a whole lot of gear I need. But yeah. Okay. I'm out of here. Thank you so much. And yeah, I doubt it too, Marky. I'm not shutting this thing down. I've worked too hard. So if you have any suggestions, comments, concerns, questions, grassroots issues, et cetera, please just shoot me a message, shoot me an email, and you can email me at maritimepaintballpodcast@outlook.com if you want to get that way, or just shoot me a PM through Facebook, and maybe I'll get some special merch made up for episode 300 too. That'd be kind of cool. Get like a patch. Maybe I do a patch, maybe an episode 300 patch or a button, or definitely do stickers. I'll figure something out. All right, we're out of here. Thanks so much for everything. And until next week, cheers.